Hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. You're in for a special treat as we have the pleasure of talking with an author of a book that's come out very recently. Julie Overlies is going to be speaking with us. A seriously difficult and dark and yet very miraculous and loving, joyous result in her book called Hope Upon Impact. Julie, we're very glad to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Tell us in just real brief, what is this true-to-life story?
I am a mother of four and experienced a traumatic event where my 12-year-old daughter was seriously injured to the point that I did not know if she would survive her injuries from a heavy fallen tree limb. And it is a story of my struggle through that period of my family's life and how my community and friends and our God helped bring me to the other side.
And as I've read through this, I'm a parent, five children. I can't imagine any one of those people being under that branch. It had to absolutely tear you apart in every sense of the word.
It was a moment that filled me with despair.
Before we get into the actual point of great tragedy, you're a Christian. We appreciate very much your viewpoint on this as a Christian who looks to God and has faith in Him, no matter good or bad, and we're grateful that you, like all of us, share the fact that our Lord and Savior died on the cross for our sins to accomplish our salvation.
Yes, I appreciate this opportunity to share my spiritual memoir.
Well, really good. Now, take us to that most dark moment where it began.
My daughter was at a friend's house playing in the backyard with many other girls, and I walked to pick her up with our puppy and my parents. They were visiting from out of state. And as we were visiting, a tremendous crack resonated through the air, directed our attention upward, and a major section of a big tree, a limb, was coming down. And as I raced to the privacy fence that separated the backyard from the driveway where I was, I saw that when the limb crashed down, I saw that my little girl was the one who was in a lifeless heap under a mess of tree debris.
Oh. And as a mom, I mean, can you possibly describe the next 4 seconds?
I mean, my heart was racing. I was just electric, and I was terror-stricken, and I didn't know in that moment if she was still with us. I couldn't get through the fence, and then getting to her, and then in the minutes that followed, figuring out through her moaning and then wailing and writhing the pain that she was experiencing that she had lived. But looking at her, she seemed so seriously injured that I feared that as I held her in the grass that day that I was going to lose her. And I mean, nobody wants to have something like that happen. It's life-changing and traumatic. And in those moments, I had a memory of a story where a boy had a fall from a tree and another young boy kept speaking with him. And I just launched into prayer with her.
Yes.
And
yes.
Urged her to stay awake and express my love, and just thought that if I was going to lose her, then I was going to wrap my arms around her, and even if she couldn't see or hear me, she would feel that love. That was the best I could do.
Your daughter's name's Evelyn, and I'm sure you would have easily switched places with her at that moment if you could.
Oh, yes, so many times in the days that followed that I would have done it in a snap.
How did you start the process of getting her to the hospital?
It became apparent as soon as we entered the yard that it was serious. Another mother called 911. My husband raced to the scene from our home up the street. And another woman, I talk about God winks in my book, and a little girl's friend, her mother was there, and she had a direct line into the pediatric hospital that has the trauma center where Evelyn needed to go.
Okay.
So she called ahead and assembled a trauma team.
Well, that would have made a difference as well. And I'm reading from a section here. You're going down the interstate, Highway 435 and others around the Kansas City area. You're speaking to your daughter. I love you, Evelyn. Hang on. Be strong. We're getting help. You kept talking to her. You said, Evelyn, Jesus loves you, Evelyn. And you said you wanted to do that for at least two reasons, to keep her cognitive and forbid it if God would make these your last moments, at least you'd be telling her good things.
Yes. Yes, definitely. It was hard, and that chapter, the ambulance ride chapter, is, I actually recorded an audiobook, and that chapter, the whole time I read it, my fists were clenched, and I was just...
Oh, reliving.
Oh, yes, it was an emotional journey to record that, but in the ambulance, the main problem was that it seemed like the driver didn't know the route, and it put me through the roof in just outrageous terror that she was going to die because she couldn't get the urgent help she needed fast enough. And I had visions of just taking over the ambulance. It sounds outrageous, but I was out of my mind.
Yeah, you had two different massive levels. I love my daughter. She's dying. And why can't you make this work? You should know better.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'd like to step away. I was not there emotionally. I easily could be in the same level of tragedy and go through the same. But I want to tell our people, obviously, why does God allow these things happen? And I don't know. No one's going to know for sure. But I keep going back to the cross and saying, do you understand that when the Father looked on the Son and watched this anguish going on, the Father was going through the same and more and more and more than even that? I do believe, and I hope I'm not being out of line or wrong or too lighthearted or missing a point, I do believe God has allowed this excruciating tragedy to hit parents in that rarest of moments from time to time so that people like you and others can tell us the pain beyond pain so we can say, God did even more for us. Do you think I'm...
Absolutely.
Yes.
I wrote this book to bring glory to God for the blessings that we experienced. We didn't know what outcome we would live through, but in our hearts as a family, my husband, we felt trust in God's will to carry us through. We were supported by a vast community, a community in our local area, a community on a national level of fervent prayer, and friends who treat us like family. And those are gifts from God.
Oh,
our
they are. They are. So the prayer call went out to everyone. What did you find out? What were the injuries as they start coming in? What happened to your daughter, Evelyn?
She had a significant compressed skull fracture, basically a punch dent from the tree in the top of her head, multiple skull fractures, orbital skull fractures, mandible fractures, a foot laceration, traumatic brain injury, moderate to severe traumatic brain injury that would take a year to heal.
Mm. Now, we're about to the end of this interview. I have to ask if you can go on with a 10-minute interview. We'll carry on later, but if you're able to stay with me to do a second one so we can do justice to this book. But
yes.
Tell us one more time about that injury. The skull was pushed into her head quite a bit. Is that correct?
Yes. She had a compression fracture of about a half inch and 2.5 inches in diameter on the top of her head. It was over her motor cortex.
Extraordinarily difficult pressure on the brain. When the
yes.
doctors first talked to you, what did they tell you?
They needed to perform urgent neurosurgery to elevate her compression fracture and alleviate the pressure that was on her brain to prevent permanent damage. They said that there was a shard that could be permeating her brain. They didn't know if that would impact left side mobility.
Mm-hmm.
And we had many unknowns about everything.
And I'm sure you were beside yourself even to comprehend all this, let alone give permission, obviously, to do the surgery.
We had to just walk through it. That was the only way, one step then another, with trust that God would bring good from it, whatever that looks like.
We're talking with Julie Overly. She's written the book Hope Upon Impact, where her daughter Evelyn was under a tremendous accident where a huge limb hit her head. life-threatening in every sense of the word, and they're finally at the hospital. But I want to ask, Julie, how can people get a hold of this book while we finish this first interview with you?
Hardcover, ebook, and audiobook are available online and in many bookstores wherever books are sold.
Okay, and we can get that, I'm assuming, Amazon and the other bookstores like you mentioned.
Yes, Target, Barnes & Noble, Christian Books.
I just encourage you to go through, at least in part, the pain that Julie went through to understand what it is to see horror, and yet more importantly, to know God is there. Hope Upon Impact, written by Julie Overlies. We're so glad to be with you. We're going to come back next time and finish this interview. Julie, thanks for being with us this time on The Lamplighter.
Thank you. Thank you so much.